From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today, President Obama expects to receive a preliminary report on how a Nigerian who claims ties to Al-Qaeda managed to get explosive materials onto a Christmas Day flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
2 days ago, the president asked intelligence officials to get him an initial report on the attempted bombing today. A more detailed inquiry is underway and will take weeks to complete, but the president wanted to get his hands on some immediate findings to determine if there's more that should be done right now. One thing today's report will look at is how potential terrorist names show up on watch lists and how those lists are monitored and shared. Mr. Obama remains on vacation in Hawaii this week. Speaking to reporters there on Tuesday, he called the events surrounding the failed bombing of the Detroit-bound plane totally unacceptable. Aides say the president is not expected to make public statements today. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Iraq's Anbar province is witnessing the political fallout of yesterday's attacks in Ramadi. The attacks critically wounded the province's governor. NPR's Susanna George has more.
Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province in western Iraq, is still reeling from the attacks that left more than 20 killed and close to 60 wounded. A car bomb, quickly followed by a suicide bomber, targeted a provincial council meeting that the Anbar governor, Qasem Muhammad, was attending. The majority of those killed were policemen and security officials. Just hours after the explosions, the provincial council held an emergency meeting and sacked Anbar's chief of police, Tariq al-Asl. Today, the main checkpoints in and out of the city are closed, and the Iraqi army has increased their presence on the city streets. The attacks come after a series of assassinations in the province that have targeted tribal leaders, security officials, and political figures. Susanna George, NPR News, Baghdad.
A suicide bomber in eastern Afghanistan has killed 8 U.S. civilian intelligence workers. He detonated his explosives at a U.S. military base. The Taliban claims responsibility. The bomber reportedly walked onto the base wearing a military uniform. And in southern Kandahar City, Afghanistan, an improvised explosive device killed 4 Canadian soldiers and a Canadian journalist covering their activities. Police in Finland say the gunman they think killed 4 people at a shopping mall has apparently killed himself. They believe the 43-year-old man shot himself at his home after killing his former girlfriend and the other 4 people. The government says new claims for unemployment benefits in the U.S. dropped last week. Most economists expected an increase. The Labor Department says claims dropped to the lowest level since July of last year. But the number shows the U.S. is still losing more jobs than are being created. Stocks are down this morning. The Dow Industrials down 30 at 10,518. The Nasdaq Composite Index down 4 at 2267. This is NPR News. Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis officially retires today. Dissatisfied shareholders and some politicians criticized him as the nation's financial crisis worsened. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Scott Graff reports.
Lewis announced 3 months ago he'd end his 8-year run as CEO at the end of 2009. He was a year into a takeover of failing Merrill Lynch. Lewis had executed high-profile buyouts before of companies like MBNA and Fleet Boston. For those, he was applauded, but the Merrill deal would ultimately change the way Lewis was viewed in the banking industry. As Bank of America stocks tanked, shareholders in April took away his role as the director of the bank's board. Members of Congress were also highly critical, and the New York Attorney General made Lewis testify over whether or not he withheld information from shareholders before they approved the purchase. Lewis has defended himself, saying he wanted to back out of the Merrill deal last minute, but was forced to move forward by federal officials. Bank executive Brian Moynihan takes over as CEO tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Dallas says it will not prosecute the poultry processor Pilgrim's Pride for alleged immigration violations. It says in return, Pilgrim's Pride will pay the government $4.5 million and improve its employee screening processes. Last year, federal agents arrested hundreds of Pilgrim's Pride employees. Some were deported or faced other immigration proceedings. And the Fox Broadcast Network says it will not submit to binding arbitration in a disagreement with Time Warner Cable over fees. A spokesman for Fox says that agreement must come at the bargaining table. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.